Young people who have dreams of starting small businesses now have the green light to access a 10 million Ghana Cedi fund. The fund will be managed under government's Youth Enterprises Support Years initiative, which aims to turn little dreams and business ideas of Ghanaian youth into reality. Beneficiaries of the fund will receive training, capital and mentorship. President John Mahama launched the fund last night at a ceremony at the State Banquet Hall in Accra. He said there will be no discrimination as to who qualifies to access the fund. A report by Pascalina Darivo.
The launch of the 10 million Ghana Cedis Youth Enterprise Support Yes initiative is a major campaign promise come true. The objective of this fund is to support young Ghanaians to develop their innovative business ideas into profitable business entities, create employment opportunities, and in turn employ other youth. President Mahama answers questions lingering on the minds of Ghanaians on what the clear guidelines for qualification and disbursement are.
Business clinics will be organized in all 10 regional capitals to create awareness about the call for proposals and ideas about the YES initiative. The dates for submissions of the proposals and ideas will be set and announced. Proposals will be submitted both online and by postage. A selection panel will shortlist the business plans received, and the eligible plans for the next stage will be announced. An entrepreneurship business clinic will be held for all stage one winners. The clinic will focus on helping the entrants to streamline the business plan submitted. After the clinic, revised business plans will be received from the stage one winners. Personal presentation sessions will be held with the entrants, and winners will be selected to stage two. Stage two winners will be announced and handed their packages. They will be practically monitored and mentored in the implementation of their business plans by the YES team.
Ghanaian citizens of not more than 35 years are eligible to apply. He or she must have completed at least a junior high school, and a business plan must create at least 5 job opportunities that must employ only Ghanaians. The sale of alcohol, tobacco or arms are ruled out of this initiative. President Mahama said his government believes that young people have the key to prosperity, and so a number of social programs would be outlined to facilitate youth development. He challenged young people to dare to dream and move out of their comfort zones.
I believe that the youth are our nation's resource for durable solutions to our nation's future. The youth are not only our future, but are also an invaluable and treasured asset of our presence. The YES initiative is here to provide collaborative assistance to you, our young compatriots, so that you can grab the opportunities early in life and use the positive elements of those opportunities to improve our livelihoods and those of others by investing your resources, talents, and creativity in productive ventures. This government is committed to developing a generation of young Ghanaians. We're going to leverage additional funds under different financing schemes to support young entrepreneurs. And so I wish to say that for those of you who do not make the first wave, do not be discouraged. There are going to be many other waves of the YES initiative.
There is a quote that says, everyone has an idea, but it's really about executing the idea and attracting other people to help you work on the idea. The Youth Enterprise Support YES Initiative Secretariat can be accessed on www.yes.gov.gh.
Pascaline Adadivo reporting.